PRI, Public Radio International.
The Adagio is a wonderful movement. There is not a single note which is wrong. It's not a single note where you don't feel it doesn't belong to this mood, to the atmosphere. It is one of those movements, I would say, it's complete. It's on the highest standard you ever can have. And I think the clarinet concerto from all the wind concerti is probably the best one.
Pittsburgh Symphony Radio brings you Austrian classics for all time and from our time. Mozart's Clarinet Concerto, played by Michael Rusnik, and Herbert Willi's Abba Ma, Echo of Peace with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. Music director Manfred Honeck conducts Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony and will connect to the mothership with a Pittsburgh premiere from Composer of the Year Mason Bates. I'm Jim Cunningham, your captain for this interstellar journey over radio waves. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. Mozart's late masterpiece, the Clarinet Concerto, was written for his friend and fellow mason, Anton Stadler, who owed Mozart 500 florins, now several thousand dollars, when Mozart died in Vienna in 1791. Mozart also wrote the clarinet quintet and trio for piano, clarinet, and viola for Anton Stadler. Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck was born in Austria. He played as a member of the Vienna Philharmonic in the city where Mozart spent his last days. The clarinet concerto was first heard in Mozart's last year, 1791. Michael Rusnik decided to perform the concerto on the Bassett clarinet. It's a first in Pittsburgh.
When I talked to Michael and asked him, would you consider to play it on the Bassett clarinet? Firstly, he said, well, I never played it on a Bassett clarinet, but I look into it, and Michael got immediately interest. And Michael got an instrument, I think, and I'm so excited that I can do this great concert with a great, great player. Actually, it's very similar to the Bassett horn. It is a little bit darker and has a slightly more volume, a darker volume, and especially it is possible to go deeper and deeper notes. So it has four half notes more. But the sound is a little bit darker as we are used to have from normal clarinet. It is a mixture between a Bassett horn and a normal clarinet.
In a moment, Michael Rusnik plays the Bassett clarinet and Manfred Honeck conducts Mozart's clarinet concerto. The Pittsburgh Symphony's principal clarinet joined the orchestra in 1998. He was born in Toronto, Canada. Michael Rusnik studied at the Royal Conservatory of Music and the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. Mstislav Rostropovich hired him as assistant principal clarinet for the National Symphony in Washington, D.C. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Clarinet Concerto by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Kerschel 622, with the principal clarinet of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Michael Rusnik.
Thank you.
The Clarinet Concerto by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Kerschel 622, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. The soloist was the principal clarinet of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Michael Rusinek. Michael Rusinek teaches at Carnegie Mellon University. He served on the faculty of the Canton China International Summer Music Academy, and he's returned often to play and teach in Tianjin and Beijing, China. Michael Rusinek has won numerous competitions, including the International Clarinet Society. You may have heard him in the summer at Tanglewood, the Festival of the Sound in Parry Sound, Canada, the Portland Chamber Music Festival, and Music in the Vineyards in the Napa Valley. Michael Rusinek is a huge hockey fan, rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Michael is an avid golfer, and he rides his bicycle to Hines Hall rehearsals. I'm Jim Cunningham with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Having heard one of the last works from Austria's most famous composer, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, we have a brand new piece from Austrian composer Herbert Willi, born in 1956 in Bludenz, Vorarlberg. I had a chance to talk with Herbert Willi when the Pittsburgh Symphony played his music at the Musikverein in Vienna in the fall of 2012.
Tell me about this piece. Where does the name come from? Abba Ma.
Abba means father. Ma means mother. And Jesus spoke with his Abba. With Abba Ma, for me, the idea was that the title is Abba Ma, Echo of Peace. Often there is war with religions, different religions. We have also war with, each of us has a war with himself. And Jesus said, Abba, I wanted to give a sign. It's not important if it's Ma or Abba. Important is Abba Ma. We speak it for the future. In the future that will come peace, that will come give us to eat. It's always in the future. I believe it can happen now.
Herbert Willi, talking in Vienna, Austria, just before the premiere of his violin concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck in November of 2012. Herbert Willi's Abba Ma, Echo of Peace, was first heard in Saarbrücken, Germany in 2011. With Abba Ma, Herbert Willi tells us he hopes each listener will become an echo of peace, taking you on an inner journey heralding joy, trust in the future, and striving for a peaceful world. Here is the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh with music director Manfred Honeck to conduct the American premiere of Abba Ma, Echo of Peace by Herbert Willi. The American premiere of Abba Ma, Echo of Peace, by Austrian-born composer Herbert Willi. We heard the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Betsy Burleigh, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. Herbert Willi's music has been heard around the world. In 1991, the Cleveland Orchestra issued a commission in cooperation with the Salzburg Festival for his Concerto for Orchestra, first heard in Cleveland with music director Christoph von Dohnányi. As part of the celebrations for the 150th anniversary of the Vienna Philharmonic, Herbert Willi wrote Begegnung for orchestra in 1997. I spoke with Herbert Willi when the Pittsburgh Symphony visited Vienna to perform his new violin concerto with Nikolai Znaider as soloist at the Musikverein in November of 2012.
Mr. Angian asked me, I think, 7 years ago, there will be a jubilee, 200 years of Musikverein Vienna. Would you write a piece? And I told him it will be a concert for violin and orchestra. Then we were thinking about who could be the orchestra, who could be the soloist. And I told him, for me, there are some orchestras I would like to work with once in my life. One of these orchestras is also Pittsburgh. But we didn't organize. It happened. In this time, the first performance should be, you came to Vienna. So it happened, you cannot organize. And Manfred Honeck is the conductor, and you know, we live half an hour, 30 minutes, I can visit him, and we can speak in our dialect. So he also made first performance of this piece, and he also played other pieces, a trumpet concert, and so he goes to America, and things happens. And so it was really very special that we can do it now together.
Composer Herbert Willi in the cafe of the Intercontinental Hotel in Vienna, Austria. He was enjoying the Intercontinental Tort, a cake made with marzipan and chocolate chips, filled with cranberries, creamy nougat, covered with melted chocolate. The competition in Vienna for the best tort is intense, and so is the music making with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. The Pittsburgh Symphony will return to Vienna in 2016 for their second series of residency concerts. Before we move into the 19th century with Manfred Honeck conducting Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony at Heinz Hall, we'll linger in the 18th century a little while longer with Mozart conducted by William Steinberg in Pittsburgh in 1958 at the Syria Mosque. About this recording, the Classical Music Listener's Companion wrote, Steinberg's is a testament to the exquisite, towering playing of the Pittsburgh Symphony in the early 60s. This clean-cut, impeccably groomed, well-measured reading is infused with a passion that is fully convincing. That's Alexander J. Morin, the editor of Classical Music, The Listener's Companion, writing about the Mozart recorded by the Pittsburgh Symphony. The session included the 40th Symphony in G minor, Serenata Notturna, and Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Thank you.
Eine kleine Nachtmusik, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with William Steinberg conducting in 1958 at the Syria Mosque. Jim Cunningham with you. Take a break from the Café und Kuchen. Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony is on the way. I hope you'll drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the musicians, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or visit our website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore, the Heinz Hall sound and recording engineer Bob Park. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.